I wonder if the citizens of the Live or Die Free state of Vermont actually knew that when Sanders was elected. In any event, Senator Sanders wants to be president of the United States. Wow. He wants to challenge former First Lady Hillary Clinton, who would be the first woman elected president. Sanders, should he be elected, would be the first avowed socialist as president of the United States. Wow. What a world, is it not, my fellow Americans? What a world. In any event, Sanders' socialistic and even radically progressive political ideas seem somewhat popular to at least some Democrats in the state of Iowa. The more popularity grows for these ideas, the more concerned become Clinton and her supporters, and in fact, so much so that many think that the popularity of Sanders among Democrats and his socialistic ideas, in fact, are pushing Clinton to the left. There is really little chance for Sanders to be elected president, so many think, but at least he will have accomplished a certain objective by forcing Clinton and any other Democrat candidate to move left, even perhaps to the extreme, at least in some cases and with some issues. No matter how uncomfortable or personally or politically distasteful, at the bottom line, it is all about getting elected. The power. And as one pundit said, whatever it takes to get there. The liberal agenda that Senator Sanders puts forth as he runs for president has proved popular with Democratic voters even in the old farm towns of Iowa. Democrat Party officials seem delighted, especially as Sanders puts pressure on Clinton to move left and perhaps adopt some of Sanders' socialistic ideas. A major tenet of Sanders' liberal activist thinking is the expansion of Social Security benefits. That, of course, is a major socialistic mantra, the expansion of the so-called safety net, allowing individuals not only more benefits, including economic, but for longer periods of time. In short, a capitalistic nation we now enjoy would turn into a socialistic one should Sanders be elected president. Taxes would, of course, rise dramatically, and there would yet be another and even larger redistribution of wealth under the Sanders plan. But candidate Clinton has yet to comment on such a philosophy. Interesting, is it not? Then, says Sanders, it would be critically important to, quote, break up Wall Street banks, end of quote. No rationale, no reason, no game plan, just break them up. That, of course, means investment banks like Goldman Sachs, and deconstruct the financial structure of America. Tighten even further banking rules and regulations, which are now an abomination to most banks. Provide for far greater control of federal entities such as the Federal Reserve. Control interest rates with an even more aggressive, proactive federal philosophy. And, of course, protect and even increase the death tax, the so-called inheritance tax. A flat, level, often opportunity-less society. Wow. Would you want to live in one like that? One socialistic in every way, and that would be the objective of Senator Bernard Sanders of Vermont. It sure would. How, I wonder, could a man with these philosophies and political objectives ever, ever be elected senator of the great state of Vermont? Did these citizens of ours really know who they were voting for? In any event, his voice is being heard, and especially by Hillary Rodham Clinton. Sanders goes on. It is absolutely essential, he says, that money invested in political campaigns have much more extreme limitations. Sanders recalls the recent Supreme Court decision in January 2010 in the case of Citizens United. The ruling by the Supreme Court allowed unlimited political spending by corporations and unions, or anyone for that matter, as an essential freedom or right. What do you think about that? Sanders believes that with all of this unlimited political spending, there is a real disenfranchisement of many voters. Do you feel disenfranchised because PACs, political action committees, spend millions, even billions of dollars to get somebody elected? I don't. But Sanders doesn't really bother to explain what he means. But such is liberal rhetoric in a critical election year to come, and you're going to get a whole lot more of it. Sanders conveniently leaves out of his diatribes the fact that his Democrat opponent, Hillary Rodham Clinton, intends to raise, you know, $2.5 billion with a B, dollars. You know, the dark money. in her attempt to become president of the United States. Funny, Sanders never mentions that. Talk about unlimited political spending which disenfranchises voters. How about that number? The Clinton campaign seems the epitome of that. And even more from Sanders. The federal government and the states should provide, ready for this, free college tuition. Free! Sounds good, does it not? Especially with the rising costs of college education. Sanders, however, never explains who would pay for that, but then again, you and I know who would. He really doesn't have to do that, for Democrat liberal would simply vote the funds, spend the money, and further tax the people. We, the doers, the money makers, we would be taxed more. If Sanders, or any like him, is elected president, batten down the hatches, my fellow Americans, for the tax man cometh yet again. Why would any individual, young or old, have the right to free college tuition? Why? Nothing is ever free, nothing. For if someone gets something for nothing, someone else pays. That would be you and me. And more, says Sanders, raise the minimum wage to $15. $15. In his view, that would be a, quote, living wage, end quote. Walmart, with its thousands of hourly wage employees, just raised the pay rate to $10 per hour. That at the time was the highest hourly wage minimum in America. The Sanders proposal would increase that wage by 50% and would result in the unemployment of millions of unskilled hourly workers everywhere. What is this guy thinking? Whatever he's thinking, Hillary Clinton is listening. And of course, green energy. Of course. Anything but fossil fuels, no matter the cost or feasibility of green energy. No more Alaskan pipelines, no more fracking, or the development of natural energy resources which now power the world. Green, good to go, no matter the cost. Sounds like our present president, does it not? Hillary Rodham Clinton is listening, Mr. Sanders, and Bernie Sanders knows that as Clinton day by day moves farther left, Sanders wins. Americans have the perceptions that rural islands, especially farmers, are conservative in thinking. But the so-called popularity of Sanders indicates there is liberal, even socialistic thinking in the soil and in the hearts and on the farms of many of those islands and many Iowans. James Burge, Iowa Democratic Party chairman for Worth County, Iowa, a rural community of fading farm towns on the state's border with Minnesota, was asked whether he thought the Democrats he represents in that county would vote for Sanders over Clinton in the caucuses. To which Burge replied the following, "You betcha, you betcha." Burge went on to say that the only way so many rural Iowa Democrats would not vote for Sanders is if Elizabeth Warren ran for president against Clinton. Apparently, those Democrats have little interest in Hillary Clinton. Liberal activists everywhere, he says, continue to call for Mrs. Warren, Democrat senator from Massachusetts and liberal firebrand, to challenge Mrs. Clinton for the nomination. But Warren said she's not running, at least for now. But there are many liberal progressive Democrats, including socialists like Sanders, who want very much to see her challenge Clinton and run for president. The liberal Democrat Party base finds much of the political philosophy of candidate Clinton, centrist or center-left for the most part, anathema. And they do not trust her political positions. Senators Sanders and Warren criticized Clinton for her support of the North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, and her vote for the Iraq War. Yet it still seems that Hillary Clinton is the overwhelming favorite to win the Democrat nomination. Even as Clinton moves left and begins to embrace the demands of the party's left progressive liberal extreme, she hesitates to embrace all such demands. Even as the Clinton van Scooby-Doo, remember that one? The old Scooby-Doo worked its way through Iowa on a listening tour for Hillary Clinton, she began to broaden her political philosophy, left of course, adopting much of the rhetoric of the left, but of course again, without any specific policy proposals. Yeah, these politicians are just masters at that. Talk is easy and of course always general at this stage of the political campaign. Clinton talked broadly about income inequality and the need for more opportunities for job training or even access to college, all again without any specific proposals. Sanders is blunt, straightforward, aggressive with regard to his political positions and his socialistic philosophy. And the Clinton campaign has the advantage of monitoring and evaluating the effect of all such politicizing on Iowans so that she can react accordingly. Nice position to be in. It really is disconcerting indeed to see a candidate of such popularity and potentiality so uncommitted, so influenceable, so willing to change political conviction, if she has any, or belief at virtually any time, all for the sake of being elected. Change now for the sake of being elected, but change back once elected. Isn't that the way they work? Surely our great country deserves better candidates than those who now seek to be our president. Anyway, you should know more about Democrat candidate for president Senator Bernard Bernie Sanders, independent socialist from Vermont. Many of his ideas are aggressive, progressive, and radical. We should all be aware of those ideas and the influence upon Hillary Clinton, especially if she begins to adopt and articulate the Sanders philosophy. Very few people consider Mr. Sanders a real threat to Mrs. Clinton or a real candidate with any real possibility to become the Democrat Party standard bearer. Clinton remains the undisputed front runner for the Democrat presidential nomination, no matter the loud voice of Bernie Sanders. In a poll conducted by Real Clear Politics, that's a good organization, Hillary Clinton captured 60% of the vote of the recent polls taken in Iowa. 6 out of 10 Democrats would vote for Hillary Clinton over any other Democrat candidate for president, declared now or potentially so. And then comes Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts, who would only garner 17% of the Iowan vote. Interestingly, the Real Clear Politics poll showed that Vice President Joe Biden would get 8% of the vote, even though Mr. Biden has not declared as a candidate and says he's not running. He might. And then comes Senator Bernie Sanders, who garners 7% of the vote. He, with his loud voice and socialistic philosophies, garners only 7% of the vote. 7% as compared to Hillary Clinton's 60%. I think that is the most interesting political fact, that the views of a man with such little voter appeal can command the ear of top candidate Clinton. Clinton, Warren, Biden, and then Sanders. Well, and then there is declared candidate former Senator Jim Webb of Virginia, probably doesn't have a snowball's chance, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, each garnering at or about 2% of the vote. Really should be an interesting 18 months for the Democrats, should it not? Hopefully, there will be even more candidates, voices to be heard. It seems not good for America for one major political party to be dominated by one woman. So say the Democrats, and especially if the last name of that woman is Clinton. The challenges to her are really good for America. It is interesting that different political voices wish to lead us 18 months from now. On the Republican side, there is Republican Rand Paul. And Republican Jeb Bush, yes, that's right, yet again another Bush. Republican Donald Trump, yes, that very egocentric businessman Donald Trump. And Chris Christie, New Jersey governor, who will soon be heard from. And Mike Huckabee. And finally declaring himself candidate, Dr. Ben Carson. Wouldn't it be fascinating if an African-American, full-blooded so, were to garner the Republican nomination for president and America would have a right-thinking, conservative African-American as president? Wouldn't that be something? Keep an eye on that guy, will you? Some of the political possibilities for 2016 are genuinely intriguing, don't you think? Well, back to the socialist Bernie Sanders. Mr. Sanders probably has little or no chance to get the party's nomination, but all indications are that his socialistic, even radical philosophies will be heard and, at least to some extent, adopted by and eventually implemented by the ultimate Democrat candidate and perhaps others. It's good to see the old guard challenged, especially candidates like Hillary Clinton. Sanders and others can do that. And it will be equally good to see the old guard in the Republican camp challenged. Candidates like Trump, Carson, Christie, Walker, Perry, and the like can provide fresh blood, fresh ideas, and new political thinking. All of that is good for America, very good, for it is the essence of our democracy. The left, the liberal, the progressive, the radical is powerful, very, very powerful, especially as supported by the media. The liberal progressive voice is heard everywhere, even as it essentially controls the mainstream media. That voice moves candidates, Republican and Democrat, to the left, at least to some extent. What is your thinking on the left and the right? It is so critically important that every thinking American begin even now to wrestle with the issues, study and learn all things about the candidates, and begin even now to be ready to exercise an informed vote in 2016. The future of America demands that. Speaking of left or right, never forget the words of wisdom in Ecclesiastes 10:2. The heart of the wise inclines to the right, but the heart of the fool, to the left. Love it. Thus saith the Lord, and thus saith I. What saith you?